Welcome back to another Hilchas Shabbos here. We're continuing the halachis of moichik on Shabbos, erasing on Shabbos. The Ramah Paskins in Simon Shim Mem, Sif Gimel, Osir, L'Shaber, Uga, Shekosav Lek, Min Oisiyos, you're not allowed to break a cookie, a cake, that has on it Oisiyos, that has on it letters, even though you're trying to eat it, to have a moichik. That's called erasing. Breaking those letters is called erasing. And the Makar is from a Mardechai, B'Shem the Ram Rutenberg. And we have to mevar this halacha, it's a very degedig halacha. Because what the Ramah is telling us is that if you have a cookie or a cake and it has happy birthday on it, you're not allowed to go ahead and cut that happy birthday, those letters, you're not allowed to cut. You're not allowed to break those letters, you're not allowed to smear them, you're not allowed to break them, because you're breaking letters and that goes into the Issa Meichik. You're not allowed to cut it with a knife, because that goes into the Issa Meichik. And not only by Oisiyos, even by a picture will be the same thing. You have a nice picture of a face and you want to cut that face, it'll be the same problem, it'll be a problem of Meichik. According to the Ramah. Now, there are a lot of Paiskim that ask kashas on the Ramah. For example, the Taz didn't understand it. He says, just like you're allowed to be buried, Derech Achila, why can't this be right before I eat? I want to break it. What's the problem? But Lamai, so we pass like the Ramah. The same thing, Dogum Ravav had a few kashas on this. But at the end of the day, the Ramah paskins, and that's what we paskin. You're not allowed to break letters that are on top of a cake or on top of a cookie on Shabbos. And that's the halacha Lamaisa. But there are cases when it will be mutter to break those letters in certain ways. We'll see how. So we'll take one thing at a time. The Mishbru and Sivkot and Tezvah of Paskins, that this whole Isser is Dafka, if there's something written with something else on the cake. For example, the cake is made out of, you know, regular chocolate cake, flour, water, and then on top you have cream, and you wrote the letters with cream on top of the cake. It's not part of the cake. It's something added to the cake. That is where there's an Isser to break those words, those letters, or those shapes. But if it's built into the cookie itself, for example, a tea biscuit a lot of times has letters in the cookie itself. It's built into the cookie. Either it's engraved or it's sticking up from the cookie. Then there is not a problem on Shabbos to break that. Why? Because it's not called a ksiva. It's not something written on it. It's part of the cake. The cake gets the shape of the cake. It's not called a ksiva, and therefore there's no problem on mechika there. And the same thing if you have a cookie in the shape of a gingerbread man or an animal cracker, you're allowed to crack that on Shabbos before you eat it. It's not a problem because, again, there it's the cookie itself that's the shape. It's not something added on. And like the Mishbru is explaining, ksiva is only something that's added on to the cookie. There it can apply the problem of mechika, of erasing. But if it's the cookie itself, that's engraved into the cookie itself, or the cookie itself has a shape, that is not called mechika. So that is one heter. And Be'etzim, it's not so poshut. Some hold that this heter is not true. There's actually a steer in the Mishbru from Hilchas Pesach where there he says you should not make the matzah a certain shape because it's a problem of moichik, and the shevet levi talks about the stira. But lemaisa, the minig is, even though it's not so pashut, the minig is that in such a case we are mekel. If it's part of the cookie, you're allowed to break it from before. Now another heter that the Mishbru says is in Sifkot Yud Zayin. He says that even though we're saying that there's letters written on top of the cake or on top of the cookie, that's also atz moichik. But if I put it into my mouth and I chew it in my mouth, that is not a problem because that's not derech mechika, and that really comes from the Dogel Meravava, which is the Noi de Yehuda, who says that since there's a lot of reasons to be meikel here, first of all, you're being meichik le'achayad, you don't erase with your mouth. That's number one. Number two, it's ein mechav, and I'm not trying to erase it. And number three, it's mekalkel. Since you have all those tzirufim, so Mishbru says it's in your mouth, it's not a problem. On this, the Chazinish argues and holds it is a problem. Even in your mouth, you can't do that. But again, the minig is to be meikel like the Mishbru. So we said here two kulos. Kul number one from the Mishbru is that if it's part of the cookie itself, it's not a problem of moichik. And number two, even if it's a separate thing you wrote on top of your cake, happy birthday with cream, if I put it into my mouth and break it that way, then it'll be mutter to do on Shabbos.